46 years ago, a man in Omaha, Nebraska, parked his 1953 Triumph Tiger motorcycle in his backyard. The next morning, it was gone. Stolen.
Well, it turned up here in Southern California just a few weeks ago. The bike was inside a shipping container at the port of Los Angeles. Where was it headed?
It was going to Japan.
That's Special Agent Lou Coven. He investigates vehicle thefts for the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Coven says the Bureau ran the bike's vehicle ID number through its database, as it does for all soon-to-be-exported vehicles. Sure enough, the motorcycle came up stolen from Nebraska in 1967. So Coven called Omaha police.
I asked him, I said, look, I'm kind of guessing here that you may not have this report, but I have to check. And the guy went on the computer and he came back. He says, yeah, we have a copy of it. I said, really? I was like, this is great.
Special Agent Coven then called the owner, who was skeptical. Coven says he had to send photos of the recovered bike, which was still in good shape.
Well, it was in beautiful condition. It completely repainted, black frame, a lot of chrome on it. It looked like it would just come off the factory line.
Where the motorcycle has been all these years is a mystery. And for now, its owner's identity is also a mystery. He wishes to remain anonymous. Again, Lou Coven.
He's a 72-year-old man. And he currently does own some motorcycles because he indicated to me that he still does ride. And he's very anxious about getting the motorcycle back.
And he will soon. The 1953 Triumph Tiger is on its way home to Nebraska. This is NPR.